It's 28 to 8 on RM Breakfast. And the rise and rise of Australian football continues. Warwick Hadfield World Cup qualifications. Now the Socceroos have overcome Indonesia to qualify for another Asia Cup. Good news.
It is good news, Fran, and it came on the back of that 1-0 win over Indonesia in Brisbane last night. In the 43rd minute, Mark Milligan scored the goal that looked like it had been coming almost since the kickoff, and it was his first goal in an international, and as you would expect, he was just a bit happy trying as he is to win a place in the Australian side for the World Cup in South Africa later this year. So Asian Cups, World Cups, as you said, the Australian soccer is on the rise. And after the game, though, the Australian coach Pim Verbeek still wouldn't be drawn on his future. His contract expires at the end of Australia's participation in the World Cup in South Africa. In the A-League, more bad news for Melbourne ahead of the second leg semi-final this weekend. Nick Merge's two-week suspension has been upheld by the competition's disciplinary committee. The Victory have 7 days to appeal against that decision. Now in the cricket, the news is nowhere near as triumphant for Team Australia. New Zealand winning the one-day in Napier, and probably, it must be said, winning the fight too. Australia made 8 for 275, but Scott Stiras hit a 6 in the last over to get his side home by 2 wickets, and didn't he enjoy that? Stiras and Australian fast bowler Mitchell Johnson had had a nasty confrontation in the 46th over after the New Zealander twice hit Johnson for 4. Now, after the first of those, Johnson went back to the top of his mark and touched his head, indicating he was going to bowl a bouncer at Stiras, but it was a bit of a double bluff. He pitched the ball up, sneaky, except that Stiras also hit that one for 4, and bereft of any other possible retort, Mitchell Johnson walked down the pitch and head-butted Stiras, who was wearing a helmet. No wonder fast bowlers get a bad press. Anyway, Braddy Haddin found himself trying to separate the two as cricket returned to being a contact sport in ways not seen since, well, Javed Miandad and Dennis Lilly had a crack at each other all those summers ago. Stiras and Johnson have both been fined portions of their match fee. Australian captain Ricky Ponting, he was underwhelmed by his side's, well, I was going to say lack of fight, but that doesn't seem to be the right turn of phrase just now. Ponting even suggested in the manner of the former coach of his favourite football club, North Melbourne, that a few blokes need to go and take a look at themselves in the mirror. Now, to the Sheffield Shield. New South Wales is flying at beautiful Bell Reef, 4 for 326 against the Tassies, who might have not yet got over the celebrations of their one-day successes last weekend. At the Wacker, the Vicks are in strife after being bowled out for 199. The Wacker's 3 for 82 in reply. And rain has made a mess of the game between Queensland and South Australia at the Gabba. Queensland 2 for 20 after just 8.1 overs. In surfing, Joel Parkinson and Mick Fanning, the two Australians, the two locals, in fact, declined to get ahead of themselves despite their compelling efforts in the third round of the pro tournament on the Gold Coast. Neither would predict a surf-off between the two of them in the final, and with good reason, probably. A bloke by the name of Kelly Slater also smoothed his way through to the fourth round yesterday. Other winners yesterday were Taj Burrow and the bloke on the mend from being what he called as crook as a dog, Taj Burrow, and also Bede Durbridge got through. In hockey, the Australian fellas, the Kookaburras, they play South Africa in their World Cup match in New Delhi this evening. The Kookas feel they've got their rhythm back after that 5-2 win over India yesterday. In rugby league, Chris Houston formally resigned from the Newcastle Knights yesterday. He's the bloke charged on Monday with trafficking in cocaine and ecstasy. And in Australian football, got to say it too, there's a bit of the tawdry stuff there. The AFL is investigating the incident in which Brendan Favola, formerly a Blue, now a Lion, allegedly trafficked a semi-naked photo of Where the Bloody Hell Are You model Lara Bingle. And look, speaking of Where the Bloody Hell Are You, Richmond fans, stop me if you've heard this one before, but the club has a 5-year plan to return to the top. More sport tomorrow, Fran.
I have heard that before. Thanks, Warwick. It's 25 to 8 on RM Breakfast.